And then she'd be at the beach. And then she'd be skiing.
That'd be her.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council has appointed in the minutes of August 5 meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? I make a motion to approve in the minutes as written.
I'll make that motion.
Rick?
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes, Sting.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
I make a motion for approval of the liquor shut-off.
Make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Motion passes. I make a motion for approval of claims.
Make the motion approval of claims.
Motion by Cole.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Any discussion?
Yeah, just a quick question. There's a pair of boots that we're paying $149.99. Is that something that we always do? Is that
there's another set of boots in there too for $265.
Okay.
That would be a Peyton question. He's supposed to be here, but he's
not. Is that something that we've done in the past where we purchased footwear for?
He has a uniform budget, and that's what he's pulling it from. So.
Any other questions? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. On the petition of communications, Sheree's got the budget document.
We don't have to review the preliminary budget because we did it in a work session today. But I did just do up a little budget document. I got our numbers. So this budget document just pretty much shows what mills that we'll have for the year, what the mills are worth, what mills are attached to what funds. We actually get an additional $20,000 on top of our regular mills for the local government review. Don't know that they realize they raised their taxes by saying yes to that, our citizens, but they did. Our revenue overall is lower than last year by about $70,000, so everyone's revenue went down, county, everyone across the state, which to me doesn't make any sense because all of our taxes are going up. But
yeah. Is that from the reader?
I'm sorry.
Would that be from the rebate?
That little bitty rebate we're all getting, I doubt it.
Okay.
There was some changes, and I did a separate little handout on the preliminary budget review that I had to make some changes. We're only allowed to have a certain amount of reserves, and we were over on those reserves, so I had to adjust the budget accordingly so it would be balanced. So I had to increase my expenditures on some of my light funds, and I had to increase our general fund budget substantially by $1.5 million. And I put that under capital improvement projects.
Questions? I want to talk briefly about the local government review, the deadline for filing the August 20th, when we file. We have to fill the seats for the commission for the local government review.
has to be an appointment by the mayor. I want each council person to bring me at least two names from somebody in your ward. Doesn't have to be your ward. Two names, people you've talked to and asked them to be on the local government review. Hopefully people have voted for them, but that's not necessary. Just be revenge. We've got till 20 days after the election. The election is on November 5th. 20 days after that, I have to appoint three people.
Can we just call you up, text you, or you want to...
If you have somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, just talk to them, and they said, yeah, I'm interested, and they have questions, and they should have questions. Yeah, I've got questions, all sorts of questions. None of us are real familiar with this process. It happens every 10 years. But if somebody were interested in it, and it, you know, it's supposed to take 2 years. I mean, they've given us 2 years to do it. It doesn't have to take that long if the commission comes to a conclusion. For example, if they came to a conclusion that no change needs to be made, that they're not recommending any change in City of Columbus local government, and they write up their final report and bring it to council, and we accept it, I think we have to accept it, then they're done. It can get really a lot more involved if that's what they want. They can look at other changes. Don't have to totally reform the way we do business, but you know, we could have council persons chosen irregardless of wards. At large, that could be a change, or you could decide, they could decide that they think that they should be chosen by a political party, or you can get as complicated as to, they could decide they don't want a council mayor form of government, that they want to propose a city manager form of government. And they could even go so far as to decide they want a charter form of government, where they basically rewrite the Montana Code as far as the duties of city government, whether it be council or city manager. All this information is on the website. It's a pretty good one. I spent some time there today. MSULocalGov.org. MSULocalGov.org. So if you are talking to somebody, and somebody has some interest in it, and they say, well, I have no idea what this entails, give them, yeah, instead of you try to explain it, or send them to me to try to explain it, you're welcome to have them call me, and I'm going to give them this site. I'll tell them what I think I know, but MSULocalGov.org.
Did this pass both on city and county side?
No, just us.
Just us.
Like 2%. Which cost them 1.66 mils.
Yep.
Next item is the solid waste rate proposal.
So, I don't know, 3 or 4 meetings ago, I talked to you guys about we need to do an increase for solid waste, and I presented at 5, 7.5, and 10. And Dennis asked if he could have some more time to talk some different numbers and look at timing and different things like that. So he's been in contact with McKenzie and got a lot of really good numbers on the tonnage and the different tonnage per unit and all this stuff. But after him and I sitting down with Peyton and reviewing everything, we kind of decided, it would be kind of best to wipe the slate clean and not even look at our current rates and look at what it cost the city from McKenzie, which he came up with those numbers. He got those numbers from McKenzie, and look at our overhead and administrative expense and come up with a new rate. So what we presented is, if you look what our current rate was, what we did for the new rate is we took this cost to the city plus an administrative fee to cover all of our overhead to come up with the new rate. And what's highlighted would be a potential proposal for a new rate for the current year, and then the next 4 years, it would be a 3% increase across the board. By doing that, if our expenditures stay pretty much the same, we should have at the end of 5 years, hopefully around $115,000 in a reserve fund for the solid waste. So this is kind of what Dennis is looking at as a proposal. What we need tonight is just if you guys think this is good and want to move forward, then we can start to do like an intent. That's the first step. And then there's a lot of, you know, things we have to do, present. We have to mail it out, have public hearings and all that. But before we can even start the process, we just need to kind of get a feel for what you guys are comfortable with. Hopefully it doesn't take as long as it did with water and sewer. It was over a year before we finally got the rates changed.
As you guys will notice in here, that, and that's why when we proposed the 7-10, I wanted to look a little closer at things rather than this across-the-board type of situation. You'll notice that there's a pretty good hefty increase for several customers because of their volume, I guess, number of collections, but mostly came up to volume of their tonnage and pounds they produce. I contacted McKenzie, and they gave me an average of how much a container weighs, how much garbage in a 96-gallon container weighs, and that's where we came up with these on the top. It was right around 38 point something, so we just rounded it off to 40, and we took that out based on 21 cents per pound is what we're getting charged at the landfill. That's $41.70 a ton. So that's where that cost comes from, that $13.79 at the very top, for example. That's what one 96-gallon container cost to the city is per month. So. But as you go down, there's a couple of customers that are going to get, or just not carrying their weight, based on, and that's no pun intended, I guess. But for example, you're looking at about 8 spaces down, you got 2 8 yarders 4 times a week. That rate right there was $9.11. Actual cost to the city based on the tonnage or the pounds per yard that McKenzie provided us, which is different than the per container. It's like 70 pounds a yard. It was 11.03, so they weren't even hitting the number. So, and then Cherie talked about, you know, we need a reserve. We haven't been putting enough money away for reserve either, have we, Cherie? We also have administrative costs about 15 to 20% for Cherie's office to send bills out, so on and so forth. We share the water and sewer, of course. The containers, when you talk about 96-gallon containers, our public works crew deals with that a lot based on replacing broken ones. So there's a lot of labor involved there. That's why there's more of a percentage overhead on the container side than there is on the commercial dumpster side. So politically speaking, this is kind of tough to deal with when you're talking, you're going to raise somebody's rate by $400, you know. But, and there's several others. And when I first went through them and looked at the percentage compared to our actual monthly cost based on what McKenzie charges to pick, collect it, and what they estimate to be the pounds, I went down and I looked and there's like 36% over, 43% over, 6% over the cost was one of the rates, 22, 46, 9, 23, 29. There's no consistency whatsoever. It was 25, 23, 18, 34, 4, minus 4, minus 6%, minus 17%. So they're 17% under what they, you know, so on and so forth.
Well, and that determined why we should just wipe the slate clean.
Exactly.
No one was, I mean,
it wasn't consistent.
There was no rhyme or reason why our rates are even structured the way they are.
Which one's the clean slate?
So the clean slate.
Why did the administration end up being 40% on the top of the 125?
Well, see, these are the 96 gallon containers up here, Tim.
Yeah.
And we spend a lot more time.
So much more.
Yep. We spend a lot, but the public works spends a lot of time.
Gotcha.
And Cassidy spends a lot of time because somebody will call in and say, I want a 96 gallon container next week. And then they'll call back and say, I don't want it anymore.
Uh-huh. Right? And my lid's broke.
So we just don't deal with the big dumpsters as much as we do with those little carts.
Yep.
96 gallons are the residential ones?
Yeah, but there's commercial folks that have them too.
Oh, yeah.
Could you so now, Dennis, the current rate, for example, is $18.75 for most of us, right?
Right. Yeah.
And the new proposed rate is $19.31, is that right?
Yeah.
And then what would it be next year?
What, 3%?
1989.
3% increase, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's what.
1989, then 2048, 21, and then 21.
And that's kind of consistent with what McKinsey's given charges on their 5-year contract. But we're not sure what landfill costs are going to be.
And this is something that needs, you know, we'll look at every year too. So we don't get in the pickle.
Thank you, Dennis. You've done a good job.
Yeah, you did an awesome job.
Yeah. Thanks. Cherie helped a whole bunch. And Peyton.
Thank you, Cherie.
That's why when I straight across the board thing, I just didn't feel comfortable. And I feel comfortable with this other than those folks that are going to get hit hard. You know.
And that's Montana Silversmiths and IGA. Much.
It's usually the big users are the ones that aren't paying their fair share at the landfill, right? Mm-hmm. Basically. One of the things that IGA is a cardboard, and what happened, I can't remember when the market went poof for cardboard, was they used to bundle it.
Yeah.
They used to bail it and send it off, so they didn't have that container.
Yeah, and the silversmiths used to as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
They have it too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I don't know what happened to the cardboard market that they used to.
I have no idea.
Well, and with our old rate structure, if someone asks you, why is the rate this way? Oh, no.
Yeah,
now we can actually say our new rates are structured like this, and it's all consistent across the board. You know, like he said, they were all over the place on the percentages of what everyone was charged. Nothing was consistent. So this definitely brings it back to something that's going to be easily explainable to our residents as well.
And one of the other reasons for the above and beyond cost, like the 40% or the 25, is that those weight numbers that McKinsey got me were right on the, you know, we felt like we needed at least a 10 or 15%.
Oh, yeah.
Above and beyond that, just least, buffer ourselves.
Yeah, because if our weights up, more.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I worry about.
See, I actually weighed three times. I weighed my can. I ended up with 35 pounds and 30, just a couple with a bag of garbage, you know, 30 pounds of garbage. So their numbers of 38 pounds sounds pretty good because there's a lot of, but there's some big families that throw a lot of weight out there. I threw a little thing from my garage in and ended up being 63 pounds, so I went over. Thanks, Cherie.
Yeah, thank you.
So I just need to kind of know, you know, if you guys want to kind of move forward with this rate structure or you want us to bat at it again, or
I think.
Looks good to me.
It's pretty, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty wrapped up there.
And this, it is kind of important to move forward because of how long it does take.
Right.
It takes two months.
Which gives us all kinds of time for discussion, customer.
Yep.
Right, yeah.
That's the way we get a good crowd here. Re-increase. Okay, move on to reports. Assistant Fire Chief left a written report. Chief, you can.
I was at school all week, so I wasn't available to get you guys anything off. Put everything together from two meetings ago to this one with all the numbers and everything else, so.
How was the class?
What's that?
How was the class?
It was great. It was really good.
Besides the accommodations?
Yeah, I would not stay at the travel lodge in Miles City. Did not look at reviews, did not, there was.
And it wasn't even that cheap?
Where was it?
We stayed there for about.
Travel lodge. We had a hole in our bathtub that was covered by the mat. Two beds in the room, they were clearly different beds. It looked like the door had been kicked in three different times. I mean, when we pulled into town, we got there a little early, so we went to Forbes. And it's sitting right there, and I was talking to John, and I said, man, look at that building over there. It looked like something that should have been condemned like 3 years ago, and that was our hotel. I'd have never known that. Yeah, I would not stay there.
We got a written report from the Public Works Director. He's not here to answer any questions anyway, but if you.
Why would you think that valve would have been closed back?
I think it was because of drawdown, but maybe their drawdown's okay.
But did they put a variable speed on that?
Ryan's not here either.
Well, I thought I remembered.
Sharif has a written report.
No, nothing to add.
This is okay to vote on budget session?
Yeah, Brian said to add him because I asked him.
Any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? No committee reports, no unfinished business. First item of new business, you have the minutes from the budget work session that took place on August 5th. I'm taking a motion for approval of those minutes.
I'll make that motion for approval of the work session minutes.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second.
Second by Rick, is there any discussion? Danit?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Abstain.
Tim?
Yes.
Danit?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Those minutes are approved. Next item is approval of special use permit for all staff barbecue at the Thomas Public Schools at Heritage Park on August 26th. I entertain a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion that we approve special use permit for the Heritage Park.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Bob, is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Danit?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Danit?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item of business is approval of Farmers Union Trading Company proposal to purchase a Superfund property from City of Columbus for $50,000. You have the information, part of the information is from you. I entertain a motion for the approval of the purchase.
Make that motion.
Motion. Is there a second?
So, I guess I'll second and I'll ask the questions. So this is just for the approval of just...
To sell the property for $50,000.
It has been seconded, right?
It has not been seconded.
Oh. All right. So I'll make, yeah, I'll second it. And we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, so we, so this is to, this is to complete the sale of it, or is this to...
If you say yes, you sold it.
So the comparative market analysis has, has the value of something similar to that at 165 and 150. The lowest one was compared, one was one in Bay Timber that sold that was for 66,000. You know, there's not a lot that are exactly like that particular site. I just noticed that 50,000 is very low compared to the market analysis that Ms. Exner did for us with all of the other ones. These aren't exactly, they're both commercial use and they're different things. Approximate size is about the same. However, that $50,000 to me looks very low compared to the comparative market analysis. I am interested in selling it. I just think that the $50,000 might be a little bit below what we should let it go for.
Okay.
Did any of those other market value were they super fund sites?
I guess
would it be appropriate for me to make a comment or not?
Go ahead.
One thing you need to keep in mind on that comp is this is a Superfund site and none of them were, which is in reality is large because those have almost no restrictions where almost any kind of a business could go in and open, operate, you know, do lots of different things. This being the Superfund site, we researched it considerably and you know, severely restricts what can ever happen on that piece of ground. So at least from our opinion, we felt like those probably are just not really good comps. Now, if this were not a Superfund site, yeah, then I think you could look at that as a likely comparison. But I just, I really don't think you can look at those and draw a conclusion that those are a comparable market value.
I guess in response to that, when listening to what you were planning to do with it, that the idea that it was a Superfund site didn't play a role in what you're going to be using it for. I just, like I said, the very lowest comparative market, which is even a smaller parcel than that at 60, is $16,000 more than the $50,000. I will stand with my belief that I think we should ask for more. And like I said, that piece of property isn't being used right now, but that doesn't mean that down the road we might have somebody else that wants to come in and use it for those. I think that in looking at our attorney's response to it, that sounded like from his perspective, they had a 5-year analysis of that site. And one of the reasons that it was listed as a Superfund site was because of the high chromium amounts in water wells, which aren't going to be impacted. You're not going to drill a well on there and it would be water from there. I still stand that I believe that the $50,000 is too low. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so, and then on this other thing that we just got from Ryan that states that we, as a city, still have responsibilities even if it is sold?
The city of Columbus will continue to be the
as
ERP.
As those northern industries.
Yeah, and probably
think
the primary responsible.
PRP.
PRP. Yeah. We can't sell our way out of that. We can continue to have it. And if anything is built on that, if you look on Ryan's.
Number two, on page 36.
On page three, item number two there says, requiring any development within the block replacement area of the SOD, which is Superfund Overlay District, be preceded by supplemental of detailed site construction plan prepared by an engineer or architect or reviewed by the approval of the town. So, you know, no question that the RP is going to develop it and put structures on it. They're going to have to submit detailed site construction plans prepared by an engineer or an architect.
I can address a few of those things if you'd like.
Pardon?
I can address a few of those things right now.
The point that I was going to make is that Town of Columbus is going to have to review those too. We'll have to hire an architect or engineer. There will be costs involved to Town of Columbus ongoing. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, it was a bit of a tough situation in that we didn't know if we were going to get this piece of land, but yet we had to come up with some plans and some things to take to the state fire marshal and to Rich Calgar, both to see that what we were wanted to do would actually be allowable. Okay, so we kind of had to get the cart ahead of the horse. We have plans made up, and we're talking a little over $500,000 investment here. I mean, this is a major investment is what it is. It's a, you know, it's a bulk plant with propane and gas, and of course we'll be under intense scrutiny, so it's going to be done right. I mean, there's just, you can't go in and do those things wrong anymore. I mean, it's just not possible. So it will be done right. There's no doubt about it. I guess if I might just tell you a little about the co-op. You know, we're a co-op, so we're owned by the people in this community. We're not a corporate conglomerate that's going to come in here and do business and take everything out. We give everything back to the community. In other words, we're only like one step above a nonprofit organization. If we make any money at the end of the year, we give money back to our patrons in the form of a check. They literally get a reimbursement. And so I just think that, or I would hope that you would consider something like that. We are not a profit-making business so that we have, you know, the capital improvement funds and those kinds of things, where we can go out and buy on the open market and get a piece of land to do what we need to do. And this is a big thing for us. It really is. For us to be able to grow, we're stuck where we are. We're literally stuck. And we rent a piece of ground out on Shane Creek for our propane, which is not very handy, hard to get to. If one day that owner walks in and says, you guys are done, you know, we're done. So this is really important to us. It really is. It can help our little business grow down there, and I just would hope you guys would consider it.
So the question for council really is a question of price. We discussed earlier in my recollection that Town of Columbus wants to sell the property. So it's a question of price. And I don't think that council tonight has an array of options. But you can table the motion. You don't have to turn down Farmers Union tonight. You can table it. You can develop a counteroffer. You can do a counteroffer yet tonight. Basically, you're taking an action on their offer, but again, you could vote it down, you could vote against it, and then come back with a counteroffer. You could table it, develop a counteroffer for a different time. You do have some options.
So Webb, just a question for you. You were stating that because our responsibility does not end with the sale of that particular piece of property, and that when they're building on that, they're going to have to make sure that they abide by those rules, but we are going to have to double check that. So it's going to...
It comes to your approval. It says, it comes to...
Yep.
For review and approval by the town.
And DEQ and...
Well, everybody would look at it.
So, like, every time I look and I see an engineer's bill, it's just unbelievably high. I mean, it costs lots and lots of money. And right now, that piece of property is not costing us a lot of money, correct? Is that... That's not costing us anything. But say we sell this piece of property, at that particular point, then now, either is it yearly or every 5 years, it's going to be, we're going to have to do checking on that particular property because it's still our responsibility to do that.
Well, the EPA does the 5-year checking. I don't think they send us a bill for doing that.
As soon as
Farmers Union puts something on there, they're going to have to hire the engineers and the architects.
Yeah, I don't see where you guys, I would think you guys are going to be absolved of most all responsibility.
Yep, because we wouldn't have to have an engineer double check their engineer stuff, would we?
We wouldn't have to.
If you're firing any building within the block placement area,
in some fashion.
Will be preceded by submittal of detailed site instructions plan prepared by an architect or engineer for review by approval, review and approval by the town. If you really love their engineer and architect, you can totally have total confidence in what
EPA,
the amount that they spent.
EPA has approved it, man.
Yes, the EPA has, I believe, now, don't get me wrong, Heidi was going to come tonight, but she got sick. I believe the EPA has approved our plan. The state fire marshal, I know, has approved our plan. So, we're jumping through all the hoops, for sure.
From a little conversation I had with Ryan before the meeting, the buy-sell agreement is going to look a little odd. It's going to have a lot of attachments to it. Everything's going to be subject to our zoning ordinance. Our zone is the Superfund Overlay District. We have to make sure that anything built there complies not only with zoning, but EBC.
Both.
So, we do have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I have some. I've been associated with Farmers Union when I was a kid. And they're not a fly-by-night outfit. They've been around at least a lot longer than I have. And won't they have to pay taxes on that stuff that they
build? Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get the benefit of, nearly $500,000 of improvement. Yes.
I don't know if holding out for, a few more bucks here and there, I'm not real sure that they, I think we got a pretty good block pretty good outfit to deal with. I just think that the $50,000 might be a little low. I agree. Maybe it's a little low. But I think we get payback in that it's a good company. We get tax base from it. But that's my thoughts. That's my two bids.
We haven't had anybody interested in it ever, have we?
Further discussion? Any other question? Dan?
No.
Pop?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next line's a approval of preliminary budget for City of Columbus.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rick.
Well, I assume I'll just have Heidi contact your attorney, you know, work up a...
Yeah.
Don't make you sorry.
Oh, absolutely not. No, sir. No, don't worry about that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Entertained a motion for the approval of preliminary budget for the City of Columbus.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second it. I'll second.
Second by Cole. Further discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next line is approval of purchase agreement for the scope of supply between Anaqua and the City of Columbus.
Is that the UV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it says 16 to 20 months out, so do we have to, like, install it right away when it gets here? Because that's going to put us in December, January.
No, we're not even going to take the project to bid until, like, November, and not anticipating starting the project till, like, March or spring of next year.
Okay, that's what I had.
We got to get it bought because of the long time, and I got to get the money spent, or we're going to lose it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase agreement and scope of supply.
Motion by Bob.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Pop?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of payout number three for the amount of $106,279.29 for the second street storm drainage project. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of lease agreement for the hangars at the airport. Entertained a motion.
I'll make a motion of the approval of the new lease agreement for T-hangers at the airport.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Tim. Any discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Pop?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is approval of certificate of substantial completion for the T-hangar at the airport.
I'll make a motion for the approval of certificate of substantial completion for the T-hangar project.
Motion by Cole.
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Motion passes. Are there any comments not on the agenda?
I have some, please. There's leftover rock from the sign project. I don't know if we just, I don't know if we can put it on Facebook to sell it and get some money back from it, or if we just...
How much are you talking about?
Well, that's what the problem is. So when you figure the square footage to put that stuff on, it's usually figured on a linear wall, not doing four sides with all the corners. So ended up with a bunch of small skinny pieces, and actually you don't want to put like a whole bunch of skinny pieces stacked on the top of each other. It doesn't turn out looking right. So Scott actually had to go purchase a little bit more rock to finish the job out right. So it's pieces that are probably nobody's really going to want, but I mean, it's just one of those things. What we want to, what do we want to do with it, I guess.
Scott won?
No, he didn't want it.
How much money are we talking?
Scott's in the business and he doesn't want it.
Yeah, he's Scott in the business and he doesn't want it.
Leo probably wants it.
Yeah. Okay, well, he can have it. The other thing is, it was mentioned a couple meetings ago about road work going to the water tower.
Yeah.
I walked that road today, and the one up the front face, right under the sea, with a little bit of blade work and clean up a couple rocks that fell off that technically aren't even in the road. There's nothing wrong with that road.
Okay.
So I was just going to encourage other council members if they want to go for a little walk in the afternoon. It took me 15 minutes to go up and down. So if you want to go walk and look and see what you guys think of that road.
And you might get all the tape and see what his concerns.
You have a body bag at the top?
We can lay you back
down. I think I rolled down.
Paul's still walking.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Any comments?
Yeah, the Granite Peak, or the co-ed softball season finished yesterday. They said to convey their thanks for letting us use the field again. They did a pretty good job of keeping it clean. You go in there and double check. So.
Probably should tell you about that. Tomorrow they're having a baseball, softball meeting, like end of the season meeting for Granite Peak
mm-hmm.
at noon tomorrow.
At noon?
Mm-hmm.
I've already got a mental health center meeting for work.
We just found out about it and you were gone.
Oh.
But the new superintendent's going to be here, Mr. O, a bunch of parents.
St. Clair. How long is it going to be?
It's going to be entertaining.
What do you think?
There could be a little tension.
Yeah, maybe I'll show up then.
So it's at noon tomorrow in the conference room.
Okay.
Be at that conference room, not in the hall. The big issue seems to be the condition of the Mandeville Field, the big field.
The one they're playing high school baseball on.
The one they're playing high school baseball on.
Still deciding who's supposed to be. They're trying to decide who's supposed to be putting money into it, right?
Well, we know who's supposed to be putting
yes,
it.
Yes, but that's what...
The school budget's zero. No money for the... They won't give any money for the baseball program, and the athletic director has said that he'll put no money into that field because you use it, and the...
Little League uses it.
And the baseball team uses it.
Well, that meeting that we had earlier this year... They paid. They said that they pay for a number of things, and that included the stuff. And they didn't do that, or
so that the warning track and everything came out of our budget.
They haven't.
Because I thought that was already discussed.
Yeah, they bought the scoreo and they bought the dry rock and they bought.
They ended up not doing anything.
So why did we put the warning? I mean, I'm all for the high school baseball team, but that was the original plan. Was that they were putting money into that field to make it high school ready. Not us.
Didn't happen. So the big issue is the infield is in terrible shape to the point where what we've been told is kids are getting cut up and the officials are saying, yep, you're not going to be able to play on this field much longer.
Well, that'd be a Granite Peak, the baseball thing issue, because they're the ones who put that infield together. They're talking about the gravel part, not the grass. I know what they're talking
about.
Yeah,
not the grass.
It's yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It's school and dirt.
Yeah. It probably needs to be dug out and replaced with good stuff, and I don't know all the details. There's a little finger pointing going on where it's alleged that the school, when they took the surface off of their girls softball field, they took the surface off that 1 year. And we still needed to have that infield done, and they're the ones that went and put the rocks on the put poor material on the infield of the big field. That's not proven. But it's a lid.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to make it tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun tomorrow noon at the conference.
One more question on that, Webb. So I just in remembering that conversation, remember there was the gator or the thing that was used, and they said that they weren't going to use it, and then Tom said they used it all the time, and then Mr. Roma said that we will pay our third. That didn't happen either?
No. We paid for half of that piece of equipment, and Granite Peak paid for half of that equipment.
Then the school shouldn't be using that piece of equipment then, correct?
No, and the way Travis talks is they lock all their stuff up and won't let anyone use any of their stuff.
And I'm pretty sure I saw Burma's dragging that field when we had Little League this year, before high school baseball games with that gator.
Yeah.
Or with our three-wheel drag. Yeah. I'm 100% on that.
Yeah. I'm going to do some research on that from the school perspective and see what happened to that, because those were things that were promised in that particular meeting.
When was that?
That was like in...
Before January.
Yeah.
February, I think.
Yeah.
But it was February 2 years ago. This is the second year of baseball.
Do we have minutes on that?
Yeah,
but we had already had 1 year. It was just this year.
Yeah.
And we had that meeting, but Ron wasn't there, and Jeff came in, and it was you and me and Jeff, Travis, and they were discussing some of the things, because I think that the high school would use some of the dry stuff to dry out areas of it, and they'd use Granite Peaks, and he says, well, we'll purchase that to replace that.
And I read the minutes. The minutes say that the city and the Granite Peak will take care of dragging the infield on the big field, which has been a problem. I don't know that it didn't get done.
It got done. I mean, coaches from every team, if you didn't drag the field, it'd be a crappy infield to play on. All three, softball field, the Granite Peak softball field, Anderson Field, and Mandeville Field, they've got drug pretty regularly. Coaches pretty much drag them before games, home games.
Well, and Travis was kind of saying when you drag that baseball field, it even brings the rocks up.
It does. The infield's terrible.
There's just not enough on it.
It's almost starting to become an insurance liability problem.
Maybe we're down 4 inches. Cost about $40,000. Should we tell me? I'll be right with you. Should we tell me we have capital improvement?
We have a capital improvement fund for parks.
Yep.
So we might have to use it.
Okay.
So if the school is using the baseball field, why aren't they paying their share of the baseball field?
That's a good question.
It seems kind of dumb, because if they're using the field to play organized baseball, they should have some contribution into the baseball program in order to pay for the field. But if they're not doing that, they shouldn't be using the field.
Yeah.
But that's what this meeting is going to be about?
It'll be like the other one, Dan. And you were at that one?
Yes.
Yeah, it was me and Dan and...
You're welcome to come.
That is, when is that?
This is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
And as long as three of you don't show up.
We'll be all right.
I'm going to make some calls prior to that. If I can get some answers, then I might show up. So.
Yeah. I've got to go to Rappaport in the morning for a presentation with their school staff, but I'll try to get back.
We just found out Thursday.
And after Jeff, I'll talk to
him.
Okay. I'll try to make it back from Rappaport to go to that.
Okay. I'm going to take a motion.
I'll make that motion.
You'll coach. Second by Dale.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
That's yours, my boy. You guys sell things for like nothing, you know?
I know, it's...
I could have built a house on that piece of property.
I knew you would. Hey, are you gonna do the kicker?
No, not this year.
Huh?
No.
You're not gonna be the kicker, I think you're gonna be the kicker.
Well, I was, but then, we got someone who's better who can do that, but then I still...
Who's the kicker?
His name's RJ.
Oh, RJ, okay.
He's actually really good. Put on the one...
Thank you much.
That's because we're replaceable, so we can't hear me.
So if I glued in there permanently, you'll never leave?
That's not what I said. I do not, that glued, well...
You drive me out of here, I'm going away.
Come on, Cole.
We've got a few more, a few more years left at the sheriff's office. I might be fine retiring.